Worshipful brethren, brethren all, welcome to Freemasonry in 7 minutes or less.
In this episode, we'll be discussing the Worshipful Master's apron. During my installation, I was given an apron of a Worshipful Master. But what's amusing is that I wasn't told that I needed to buy one, which was otherwise our impeccable secretary's job to tell me to do so, which meant that I had to don the spare one, the dusty one that's been gathering all sorts of dust in the cupboard. It was a little rough around the edges, but nonetheless fine. And it got me thinking, what's the difference between a Worshipful Master's apron and a Master Mason's apron? Well, at first glance, the only visual difference is the addition of three tau crosses, which I see as representing levels. So what is a tau cross or a triple tau cross? The tau cross, also referred to as the St. Anthony's Cross or Crux Commissa, is a T-shaped cross that holds a significant and historical cultural importance across various religions and cultures. The cross derives from the name of the Greek letter tau, which is shaped like a capital T. The tau cross has been adopted by various religious sects such as Christianity and ancient Egyptian mythology. Throughout history, it has been associated with a diverse range of symbols and meanings. And in Christianity, the tau cross is closely associated with the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament, God commands the prophet Ezekiel to mark the foreheads of the righteous with the symbol of the tau, Ezekiel 9:4. And in ancient Egyptian mythology, the tau cross symbolizes the concept of eternal life. It is closely related to the ankh, another well-known symbol of Egyptian culture. The ankh, or key of life, is composed of a loop positioned above a tau-shaped cross. Despite its predominantly religious association, the tau cross has also been adopted as a symbol by various secular organizations, including the medical profession. The symbol of the tau rho, which combines the Greek letter tau and rho, has been used to represent the Hippocratic Oath, the ethical code for medical professionals. The connection may have its origins in the tau's association with the Greek god of medicine, Asclepius, the one that holds the rod. One of the most notable uses of the triple tau cross is in the context of Freemasonry, where it serves as an emblem of significant importance, particularly within the Royal Arch degree of the York Rite. The triple tau is considered a symbol that represents the unwavering commitment of the Royal Arch Masons to the principles and teachings of Freemasonry. The three interconnected tau characters within the symbol signify the union of an individual with the divine and the fraternity. The triple tau cross is also linked to the phrase Templum Hierosolium, or Holiness of Jerusalem. It is occasionally used as an abbreviation for Clavis ad Thesaurum, or a key to the treasure, Theca ubi res pretiosa deponitur. I probably butchered that, so please email in with the actual pronunciation, or a place where a precious thing is concealed. The significance of the triple tau Freemasonry is emphasized as it embodies the journey of self-discovery and spiritual growth undertaken by its members. And that's just one symbol that's on the Worshipful Master's Mason, Worshipful Master's apron. I think it would be good to return to this topic in another podcast, as the apron itself and what it's made of is a symbol, let alone the symbols actually displayed in it. So, Brother Earnshaw, do you have anything to add to this?
My experience in Japan, so we have several Grand Lodges here, but the Japanese Grand Lodge and the Massachusetts Grand Lodge, the lodges actually present the master with the apron. Okay. It's bought for him. And one of the reasons is so that all the aprons look the same. We've had an issue in the past where brethren just went out and bought their own aprons where it was trashy or just the whole thing about Masonry is we wear the same clothes, the same rituals, that we don't stand out. And when somebody goes and buys a gold apron or a silver apron, you know, just because he thinks he's special or something, this changes the whole tone of the lodge. And to avoid this, lodges bought the apron for the master. The other point is, and we talked about this briefly in a podcast probably 2 months ago, about the password for the fourth degree, not the password, the passage the Bible is open on for the past master's degree. which is the fourth degree. And so my understanding is that in originally you had to be a past master to be entered into the Royal Arch. And for that to happen, very few people became past masters, so not many people joined Royal Arch, so they changed it and introduced this past masters, a virtual degree. And the triple towel on the apron, if you fold the apron, and I made a video on this on YouTube many years ago, if you fold the apron, you can fold it into the triple towel of the Royal Arch. And so the Royal Arch's secret of all secret signs is the triple tau inside the triangle, inside the circle. Well, you're already halfway there as a past master, and you can show the triple tau on your apron by folding the apron a little bit. So I think that is one of the major implications of the triple taus on the aprons.
Yeah, it's an extremely ancient symbol, the triple tau. It's cross-cultural. It's extremely of extreme antiquity, and it is interesting. It has a high reverence and importance in the Royal Arch degree.
Yes,
it certainly does. Mm. And for those interested, please contact or look at your local area, and I'm sure you'll find a Royal Arch Lodge. You can get involved.
Yes, and knock on the door.
Indeed.
Yes.
It's very eye-opening. Well, I think we'll leave it there on that note. And we now part on the square, and we will meet soon. Thank you, and goodbye.
Goodbye.